Today is Friday, March 18th, 2022. On this day in 1990, criminals broke into the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, Massachusetts, and stole 13 famous pieces of art, today worth over $500 million.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Spotify original from Parcast. Today we're talking about the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum heist, one of the most profitable thefts in American history. Now let's go back to March 18, 1990, to Boston, Massachusetts. Shortly after 1 a.m., a security guard named Richard Abeth sat at the front desk of the Gardner Museum. Meanwhile, another watchkeeper named Randy patrolled the hallways. The Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum was a masterpiece in itself. Once serving as a home to the famed art collector, the Gardner Mansion had been styled to look like a Venetian palace. The building's lavish gardens and classical architecture was the perfect place to store some of the world's most valuable treasures. The museum housed thousands of art pieces, ranging from ancient China all the way through Renaissance Europe and early modern America. Works by Vermeer, Botticelli, Rembrandt, and countless other artists stood proudly on display. But in the early hours of March 18th, the majesty of the museum was disrupted. A buzz on the security intercom startled Rick, who scanned the outside cameras. There, he found two police officers waiting at the door. When he answered, the cops said they were responding to a disturbance and wanted to be let in. Rick gave the request some thought. Allowing any unverified individual in after hours meant breaking protocol. Although it was the morning after St. Patrick's Day, maybe a rogue partier had breached security without him noticing. Perhaps he could use the cops' help. So Rick buzzed them in. The two men calmly questioned Rick and asked him to call over the other security officer. But once his partner Randy arrived, the cops' demeanor changed. They shoved Rick and Randy against the wall and handcuffed them while saying, "Gentlemen, this is a robbery." The disguised thieves brought Rick and Randy to the basement, where they handcuffed them in place and duct taped their mouths shut. With their opposition quashed, the two robbers went back upstairs to set about their mission. They were going to leave the museum with everything they could get their hands on. Coming up, the Gardner Museum ransacking. The I-5 Strangler, the Southside Dentist, the Berlin Butcher. Meet the many faces of evil in the Spotify original from Parcast, Serial Killers. Every Monday and Thursday, take a journey through the origin, evolution, and madness of a real-life murderer, exploring the reasons why they lived to kill. Using extensive research and details you won't hear anywhere else, Serial Killers takes an in-depth look at the horrors beyond the headlines. With hundreds of episodes available to binge and new ones released weekly, get to know the killers, crimes, and cases that left an indelible stain on history. Follow the Spotify original from Parcast, Serial Killers. Listen free, only on Spotify. Now, back to the story. On March 18, 1990, two men disguised as cops talked their way past security and into the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Once inside, they handcuffed the night shift workers and ransacked the museum for its prized possessions. Over the next 81 minutes, the robbers grabbed everything they could. Most of the objects they stole were paintings, but instead of taking them off the walls and carefully removing them, they used knives to cut the pieces from their frames. Not only did this leave behind the edges of the pictures, but according to Cynthia Schwarz, an art conservator at Yale, it could cause the painting to chip and flake, devaluing the piece over time. They also likely rolled the pieces up like posters to consolidate their haul, ruining the work further. The entire affair was a reckless and disrespectful assault on the artifacts. By 2:45 a.m., the thieves had snagged 13 pieces of art, paintings by Manet, Degas, and Rembrandt. They also took a bronze eagle meant to top a Napoleonic flagpole and a dynastic Chinese vase. All in all, the take was worth more than $200 million at the time, about $500 million today. As for the security guards, they remained in the basement until the sun came up. At approximately 7 a.m. the next morning, the deputy director of museum security arrived to find the guards tied up and the museum a wreck. They phoned the police, who immediately began tracking leads, but the likelihood of finding those stolen works was getting thinner by the second. As a matter of fact, years went by and neither the police nor the FBI had found any solid leads. Their job was made harder by the fact that the paintings never even appeared for sale on the black market. Although in 2015, the case had one of its most significant breaks. Thanks to composite sketches and a few hot tips, the FBI had their first real suspects. George Reisfelder and Leonard DiMuzio, both associates of major players in Boston's organized crime scene, and both had died within a year of the heist. So by the time the lead came, they weren't even around to be interviewed, let alone charged with the crime. However, the suspect list snowballed from there. A few years later, a fine art appraiser claimed that in 1990, his friend Bobby Donati tried to get him to appraise one of the stolen Gardner works. Although not long after the heist, Donati was also found dead in a car trunk, making him another dead end in the investigation. Since then, authorities haven't been able to find any physical proof of who might have stolen the artwork, and the location of those 13 artifacts remains unknown, even today. As of this recording, the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum is still offering a $10 million reward for any valuable information about the heist. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Spotify originals from Parcast for free on Spotify. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound design by Paul Libeskind, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Trent Williamson, Carly Madden, and Aaron Larson. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Matthew Teamstra, with writing assistance by Amber Hurley and Lori Gottlieb, and fact-checking by Bennett Logan. I'm Vanessa Richardson. Their names have become larger than life. Their crimes, some of the most heinous in history. Their stories, examined each week on the Spotify original from Parcast, Serial Killers. Every Monday and Thursday, journey past the headlines and into the minds and motives of the murderers who forever changed the face of history. Follow the Spotify original from Parcast, Serial Killers. Listen free only on Spotify.